Welcome to Masechet Sanhedrin, which discusses the functions and regulations of Beis Din. Today, we'll Be'ez Hashem learn Daf Beis in Masechet Sanhedrin. Some of the topics we learn about include: our Mishnah elaborates on the various cases that are brought before each type of Beis Din. There are three levels of Beis Din. The Nemamenes B'Shloisha. The lowest Beis Din consists of three judges and is designated to handle all types of monetary issues. The Nefashis B'Esem B'Shloisha. A higher Beis Din consisted of 23 judges, also known as Sanhedrin Ketana, and was designated to handle life and death issues. Beis Din Shel Shivim Be'echad, the highest Beis Din consisted of 71 judges, also known as Sanhedrin Gedayla, and was designed to handle the most important issues. The Machlekes regarding Haidas V'Alvois B'Shloisha, whether Midairaisa, a general monetary issue such as a loan, requires a Beis Din of three judges or even one judge is sufficient. And the same Machlekes regarding Shnayim Shadanu, if only two judges decide on a monetary issue, whether the decision is void or valid. The distinction between a Beis Din of Shloisha Mumchen, three expert judges, and Shloisha Hadyaitis, three amateur judges. Gzeles v'chavales b'yem mumchen, a case of theft or injury can only be handled by mumchen. However, hoidais v'halvois afil b'hadyaitis, a general monetary case of a loan can be handled even by hadyaitis. Mumchen, tau lo yishalmu. If mumchen issued an erroneous decision, they are not obligated to reimburse the innocent party. However, hadyaitis, tau yashlimu, if hadyaitis issued an erroneous decision, they are obligated to reimburse the innocent party.